There you go. I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ News, 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. On November 6th, it was announced via Facebook, professional lacrosse player and Six Nations community member Johnny Paulus, who formerly played for the National Lacrosse League's Toronto ROG in their 2020 season pre-COVID, announced a new lacrosse team will be coming to Six Nations. The new lacrosse team, which is named Dweniyokso, means lightning in the Kyuga language, and the lacrosse team will focus on under 13, under 15, and under 17 divisions, where players will learn about lacrosse, but also aspects of the game that can be utilized in everyday life beyond being a lacrosse player. CKRZ News spoke with Johnny Paulus about what this program will offer and how it can benefit lacrosse players on the floor and off the floor on Six Nations.
I guess what I'm offering is I'm trying to offer stuff that I wish I had when I was younger. So, like, they're going to learn more about the history. And then, like, the team bonding stuff. I want to make sure they know how to, like, what kind of foods to put in their bodies, you know. So that's why I talked to Six Nations Health Services, and we got something set up there for this first group. And then the dry land's important. You know, I just want them to make sure that they put in work. You know, you got to put a little bit of work in, right? So kind of like that. And then for the age groups there, for, like, the programming, they're going to learn something new at each age group, and it's just going to kind of build into each other. So again, that's how I'm trying to make sure I develop the players. So like the U18s are going to do what the U13s are doing. The U13s are going to do what the U15s, kind of like lead into each other and try push them along so they can be better players. And then long-term be better people if they, you know, go through the nutrition stuff. That's something that they can take with them for, you know, like not just strictly being a lacrosse player. So the dry land, they can do as they get older. Maybe they're done playing, they can still learn from that. You know, that's the kind of stuff I'm kind of interested in as well.
During the interview with Johnny Paulus, he also spoke about where the games will be played. And when asked if the program will be set up like something like Hill Academy, which is an independent private school focusing on sports programs in the Greater Toronto Area in Ontario, this was his response.
No, I think that would take a lot longer. I think that would take a lot longer. Because that's like a prep school, right? I would eventually want to try do like scrimmages against them and stuff like that. So I can know a lot of people that are coaching in those schools now, like different prep schools. And I know a lot of people that are doing like their own lacrosse programming. And I'm looking at trying to get a scrimmage as well. I'm not telling the boys like the program, but I'm looking at trying to get a scrimmage for them. So it's not just practices either before we go to the tournament.
In regards to the tournament schedule and if this will be played in Canada or internationally, this was as much info as Paulus could give at this time, as there's more announcements to come.
Yeah, so right now we will be playing, it's called, there's a like tournament listing from that U.S. Botswana, I think it's called. So like they have tournaments hosted all over the place. And like it's mostly states. So we're going to be in the States mostly. I'll try later on, try to host a tournament, but that's kind of how it's going to be.
I'm Dea Miller, and for more information on Six Nations Dweniyokso lacrosse teams and the program coming to Six Nations, stay tuned to CKRZ News, 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.